How to Forget Your Ex, The Definitive 10-Step Action Plan by Max Jenker. So there you are, frustrated and in agony, wondering how to forget about your ex. You're marinating in the what-ifs, your head is filled with could-haves, would-haves and should-haves, and everything reminds you of them and the life you've lost. The life that went down the drain as easily as a solid turd in a toilet bowl after flushing. You try going on vacations to forget about your ex. You throw yourself into new hobbies, remove reminders of them, meet up with friends, yet nothing helps. Hell, you can't even get yourself to do half of these things because you're too preoccupied with thoughts of your ex. It truly feels like you're losing your mind. But here's the thing. Despite what you've been reading online, you can't just forget about your ex. That's insane. Even if you move on to someone new, you will still occasionally think about them, and there is no way around it. Being unable to forget about your ex is also not necessarily bad. It's just how we are wired. It's normal and, I'd bet, even healthy. That said, what you can do is stop thinking about your ex and forget some of the aspects of your breakup that are preventing you from feeling like yourself. And that's what this article will focus on. In it, I'll go over 10 methods based on cognitive behavioral therapy that will help you forget your ex to a realistic degree so you can function normally again. I suggest you do them one by one for the best results. Let's jump in. 1. Ponder on the consequences of being unable to forget about your ex. Sometimes considering the consequences of being unable to forget an ex scares and encourages us enough to stop doing it so much, or at least approach mitigating our obsession more seriously. So here are some sick consequences that constantly thinking about your ex brings. Hypertension. This is the most common consequence of being unable to forget about your ex. Certain forms of ex-related obsessive thoughts do feel good in the short term, but have disastrous mental health consequences in the long. One of these is chronic stress or hypertension. Now, the scary thing is not hypertension itself, but its consequences on one's life. Its time is productivity, focus, emotional well-being, sleep and diet, and having those essential areas impaired leads to even darker consequences, two of the major ones being diminished self-esteem and self-worth. Temper tantrums. If you are repeatedly failing to forget about your ex to an optimal degree, you may develop temper tantrums and ongoing irritability that breed a variety of behavioral issues, like risk overestimation, lashing out, black and white thinking, consistent doubts and sulkiness, pessimistic biases, pessimism and a negative disposition, anxiety and depression. Let's unpack this last point. Being unable to forget about your ex and feeling anxious really are two sides of the same coin. They feed on one another. You can get anxious and start obsessing about your ex. Or you can start obsessing about your ex and then start feeling anxious. And sometimes, that anxiety can grow so large and menacing that it leads to self-belittlement, self-criticism, self-berating, and other forms of negative self-talk, which further lead to depression. Sabotaging behaviors. This one shouldn't come as a surprise. Being unable to forget about your ex always leads to needy behaviors like spamming your ex's phone, professing your undying love, bribing them to come back with gifts and affection, seeking their validation, begging them to give your relationship another shot. You can probably guess these behaviors don't help you feel better or forget about your ex, nor do they help get them back if that is your goal. Number 2. Identify why you can forget about your ex. Sure, the reason you can forget about your ex is because you still foster feelings for them. That's obvious. But interestingly, things go much deeper. You're not unable to forget about your ex because you simply feel something for them. You can't forget them because through not forgetting, you're meeting a set of indispensable emotional needs that you haven't yet learned or realized you can learn to meet yourself. The need for control. When you break up with someone, you can't do much. You can't really control the situation. Your feelings are all over the place no matter what you do. And you can't convince your ex to come back if they don't want to. So you start to feel helpless, perhaps even hopeless. And because helplessness is such an uncomfortable feeling, you run into challenges with forgetting about your ex. You keep obsessing about them because through your obsession, you feel as though you've reclaimed control. The need for closure and certainty. It's natural to want closure and the ability to predict what will happen in the future after a breakup. And obsessing over your ex helps you with that by making it easy to delude yourself. But here's the deal. Getting closure from your ex is impossible. The only way to get it is to find it within yourself. And predicting what the future will bring is, well, it's equally impossible. The only thing you can know for sure is that you can never know what the future will bring. The need for connection. Sometimes you want to feel connected, close, and valued by your ex even though you aren't together anymore, and they want nothing to do with you. So you run to your thoughts again. You purposefully prevent yourself from forgetting your ex so you can find solace in dead memories. But as with the previous emotional needs, the whole fear is just another delusion you're making yourself go through to feel better. Number 3. Go no contact to forget about your ex. Out of sight, out of mind is a peculiar saying floating around Western culture. Yet as cliché as it is, it still packs a fundamental truth. The more reminders of something you're surrounded with, the higher the likelihood of getting reminded about that something is. In your case, the more reminders of your ex you're surrounded with, the higher the likelihood you'll be unable to forget about them. Therefore, cutting them out of your life or going no contact is a powerful way to forget about them. So delete their number, block them on social media if you must, get rid of their stuff. Reassemble your life ex-free. Act like you never knew them. And if you're one of the people hoping to get them back, act like they are never coming back. Destroy any expectations that you foster. Let them go and, I guarantee, you'll have an easier time forgetting about them. 4. Distract yourself from your thoughts to forget about your ex. Another way to forget about your ex is to distract yourself from any thoughts you're having about them. The best way to do this is to follow the proven 3M formula coined by the blogger and psychologist Nick Wignall. The thinking behind the 3M formula goes that the best ways to forget about an ex in the short term are to move your body physically, make or fix something, and meet or interact with someone socially. 1. Move. Moving refers to hitting the gym, going for a walk, doing weightlifting exercises, dancing, indulging in yoga, etc. Just do something that involves movement, for movement will be the remedy to getting out of your head and into your body. 2. Make. Making refers to cooking, creating artwork, writing a blog post, fixing a leaking sink, taking up photography, etc. Just doing something that's either productive or creative is a great way to forget about your ex. 3. Meet. Meeting refers to calling a friend, shooting a text to a family member, or meeting a cousin or acquaintance for coffee. If you're feeling ballsy, meet someone new for a change. Humans are social creatures. Even if you're introverted, you'll still benefit from frequent social interaction, especially if you feel lonely. 5. Set time to feel negative emotions to forget about your ex. This is one of the simplest ways you can forget about your ex. First, go somewhere you won't be bothered, set a timer for between 10 minutes and 1 hour, and for that period, let yourself feel the depth of your thoughts and emotions relating to your ex. If you're angry, scream. If you're sad, cry. If you're frustrated, masturbate. You should feel much better when you're done and have an easier time forgetting about your ex. However, this effect will only last for a limited time, so I recommend you repeat this exercise more than once. Another variation of this exercise is when you think about nothing involving your ex for a certain time. For example, let's say you're out shopping, and while you're picking between the clothes to buy, your thoughts of your ex keep popping up, and you can't seem to forget about them. At some point, during your rumination, say to yourself something like, "I will not think about my ex for the next 5 minutes." Then refrain from thinking about them. When you can get the hang of the 5-minute time frame, feel free to increase it to 10, 15, or even 30 minutes. A great way of cementing this habit even further is by rewarding yourself whenever you're successful at the exercise. So if you say to yourself how you're not going to think about your ex for 10 minutes, and you pull through, reward yourself, and this reward can be anything. A tasty meal, a fun YouTube video, or a time exclusively reserved for crying out your worries. Be creative, find something that resonates with you. 6. Humor yourself to forget about your ex. This is a pretty fun way to forget about your ex. Basically, whenever you have a thought about them, bring it to awareness, but in a slightly humorous way. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but this shit actually works. Here are some ways you can do it. Think about your ex while drawing or painting your thoughts. Sing about your ex in the tune of Happy Birthday. Write your thoughts on sticky notes and paste them all over the rooms of your home. Think about your ex out loud and record your thoughts, then play them back to yourself. Write down the thoughts of your ex over and over until you can't write anymore. Songify your thoughts. Translate your thoughts into another language. Stand in front of a mirror and speak your thoughts out loud over and over. Wherever you're giving your thoughts a humorous twist, be sure to also stay connected to those thoughts while accepting and allowing the feelings around them to remain. Think of it as coupling mindfulness with humor. Talking of mindfulness, 7. Practice mindfulness to forget about your ex. Mindfulness is going to be your best friend when you're trying to forget about your ex. At its most basic, it's nothing more than being aware of the present moment in a calm, non-judgmental state. In addition to keeping your obsessive ex-related thoughts in check, mindfulness is also proven to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, and increase positive moods, self-awareness, productivity, and focus. Now, mindfulness has many forms, but for simplicity's sake, I'll only unpack 3 of the most beneficial and widely adopted ones below. Calm breathing. Here's how to forget about your ex through it. Sit comfortably in a chair or lie down. Make yourself relaxed, yet alert. Place one hand on your tummy and the other on your chest. Breathe normally. Notice how your tummy expands at the inhale and contracts at the exhale. Now, as you inhale, try to fill your tummy with as much air as possible. As you exhale, feel it go up your chest and out through your mouth. If done correctly, the hand on your tummy should expand on the inhale, while the hand on your chest falls or stays the same. Keep inhaling and exhaling for about 10 minutes. If you find yourself unable to forget about your ex, consider extending the time frame of the practice to whatever feels reasonable, or change the practice altogether. Focus on the present moment. Focusing on the present moment is a way less technical than the previous exercises, but no less effective in helping you forget your ex. One of the best ways I personally found to do it is to go on a walk, preferably somewhere in nature, with no electronics with you. Then while you're on this walk, put your five senses to the test. Try to notice and feel everything around you. What can you see? What do you smell? Can you taste anything? What do you hear? And of course, what do you feel? Observe everything without judgment, without thinking about what will happen, how stupid it feels, or what has happened. Simply let yourself go and get lost in your senses. Meditation. Meditation is the equivalent of an atomic bomb for forgetting your ex. Yet it takes some time to getting used to. And while I did write an article on the topic previously, here is a quick rundown. Set your timer, either a phone or a clock, for 10 minutes. Sit in a comfortable position. You may want to sit on the floor with your legs crossed or in a comfortable chair. Cup your hands in your lap or put them gently on your knees. Close your eyes. Take 3 initial deep breaths in through your nose until your chest is full, then slowly exhale out through your mouth. Then breathe normally. Keep your focus on your breath. Think of nothing but your breath and how it feels when it goes in and out of your body. As you breathe, focus your attention on your thoughts. Watch them float through your mind as you would clouds in the sky. Keep doing this over and over until the timer rings. If you get stuck on a thought along the way, don't fret. Simply notice it and let it go. The point isn't to try not to think. The point is to bring your awareness back to the present moment whenever it gets focused on a thought. While all of this may sound like New Age fluff, believe me, it's not. Mindfulness has a ton of empirical data behind it, proving it not only helps you forget about your ex, but also benefits plenty of aspects of your emotional and mental health. 8. Leverage the RJA-FTP method to forget about your ex. This method was coined by Sally Winston and Martin Safe, the authors of the popular book, A CBT-Based Guide to Overcoming Unwanted Intrusive Thoughts. According to this method, there are 6 steps for coping and managing each unwanted intrusive and obsessive thought so you can forget about your ex faster. Step 1. Recognize. When you think about your ex, pause and name the thought. Then tell yourself something akin to, I am having a thought that intrudes my awareness. Now ask yourself, what emotions does the thought make me feel? What sensations make up the feeling that supplements the intrusion? Attempt to remain as mindful and non-judgmental as possible while you do this. Step 2. Just thoughts. Grow aware of the information you already know, that your thoughts are automatic and you can safely leave them alone. Tell yourself, these thoughts are automatic and are best left alone. Simply stating these facts gently to yourself helps to disentangle yourself from your thoughts and thus forget your ex faster. Remember, your current thoughts and feelings are not you. Step 3. Accept and allow. This means you actively allow your thoughts to be where they are. You don't wish to not have them. You don't try to get rid of them. And you don't try to suppress them or get emotional because of them. You simply let your thoughts float around your mind as they please. Step 4, float and feel. These two terms refer to allowing the feelings tied to your thoughts, the good and bad, stay where they are. This heavily ties in with our previous point on mindfulness. Whenever you notice you're out of the present and in the future or past somewhere, try to feel into that and bring yourself back to the present. Surrender to the struggle. Step 5. Let time pass. Give yourself time to forget about your ex. Don't urge it on. Observe the anxiety, worry, or grief that your thoughts are making you feel from a curious standpoint. Do not keep checking to see if this method is working. Just let your thoughts be there. They are thoughts after all, and they will, like every thought, dissipate in time. So there is no hurry. Thoughts are fleeting. Step 6. Proceed. Proceeding refers to continuing with whatever you're doing despite the intrusive thoughts that keep blasting your brain. This is the most effective way to rob them of power. 9. Forgive your ex to forget about them. Plenty of people cannot forget about their ex because they can't forgive them. Years or even decades go by, and some still can't seem to let them go or move on from whatever has happened between them. They still hold grudges, fester resentment, and cling to the past. This is a big problem, because as long as they're stuck in the past, they won't be able to forget about their ex to an optimal degree. Therefore, forgiveness is a must. Yet, here's where a lot of people get stuck. They either think forgiveness is a decision, or they think it's a process that unravels by itself. In reality, forgiveness is both. Forgiveness is something that starts with a decision and is followed by a long and grueling process of not changing your mind about that decision. For the skeptics out there, forgiveness does not mean forgetting or endorsing. For one, you'll never forget what your ex has done and what you created and had with them at some point. Even when you forgive them, those thoughts will not change. And you'll never be okay with the fact that your ex wronged you in a certain way, whether you forgive them or not. In fact, forgiveness is not about your ex or what they did. Forgiveness is about you and how you want to spend your time and energy moving forward. So, how do you forgive? Well, just decide to forgive. Take your time with this. It can take months or even years to fully forgive your ex. And even once you do, you'll have to remind yourself to keep them forgiven until you've become indifferent to the occasional thought or two about them. Number 10. Find something more important than your ex to forget about them. The problem with many people who can't forget about their ex is that they have nothing going for them. They put all of their fucks into their relationship. They failed to adequately diversify them across other important domains like family, friends, health, fitness, work/career, hobbies, and so on. And so they're cursed. They have nothing but their relationship to give their life meaning. And now that their relationship is gone, of course they can't forget about their ex. The relationship they had with them meant everything to them. If you're in the same boat, listen up. You need to find something more important and meaningful than a dead relationship. Something more important and meaningful than your ex. Now, this something can be anything. A goal, a cause, something that you can call a purpose. It can also be many things, big or small. Find this something and focus on it wholeheartedly. It will help you not only forget about your ex, but imbue your life with a sense of direction. Optional. Top questions on how to forget about an ex. 1. I moved on to someone else, but I still can't forget my ex. What should I do? Since you didn't forget about your ex yet, you probably haven't moved on at all. Even worse, you're consciously or unconsciously using the person you're with to meet your emotional needs. In other words, there is a good chance you're in a rebound relationship. My advice is to end it and work on yourself more. 2. I went on social media detox, but I still can't forget my ex. What now? Besides keeping off social media, give yourself time. With time, you will forget about your ex. The most crucial part of any healing is patience. 3. I'm trying to forget my ex, but they keep texting me. What should I do? If your goal is moving on for good, change your number or block your ex's number. However, if your goal is getting your ex back, set up a date with them as soon as they reach out and quit using the phone for mindless chit-chat. Texting, in general, is a horrible way of reconciling with someone, and usually, you'll just sabotage reconciliation with it. 4. How do I forget my ex if they were my first love? The same way you forget just about any other ex. Granted, first loves will always hurt more than your second, third, tenth, and so on. Be prepared to go through some hard shit. 5. My ex is my classmate and it's hard for me to forget about them. What should I do? Shift your focus on your studies and keep shifting your focus onto them whenever you see or think about your ex. Don't force yourself to forget about your ex. You have undoubtedly noticed something strange and frustrating. The harder you try to forget about your ex, the more ex-related thoughts your brain feeds you. This is called paradoxical effort. A great way to illustrate it is with a Chinese finger trap. You've probably played with it as a kid. It's a woven bamboo-shaped tube with two holes on each side. You stick your finger in one of those holes or ends, and then it happens. The harder you pull, the more stuck you get. The not-so-secret secret of how to get your finger unstuck is to push it further in the tube as opposed to pulling it out with full force. Or think of quicksand. The way you get out of it is by laying still, head and torso turned upwards toward the sky, instead of flailing around and trying to claw, punch, and force your way out. The former saves your life, the latter makes you only sink faster. The same philosophy applies to forgetting about your ex. Don't be too harsh on yourself when you're trying to manage your obsessive thoughts. Take it bit by bit. Don't overindulge in self-help material. Don't start feverishly doing the above exercises. Don't wear yourself out. Relax and cultivate patience instead. In fact, patience is the underlying force behind the exercises we covered till now. Without it, none of them will work. But with it, magic happens.